Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now in the studio to help us out with Kids Q by someone who is very excited about the summer social and the free ice cream next week. Yeah. Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. How are you?
I'm good. I was just talking to the staff before I came in about the first 100 the first 100 ice cream cones being free, and I said, so then when I get my 101st ice cream cone, I have to pay for that one though, right?
Yes.
You know, probably have to.
You can't show up and order 100 ice cream cones.
Okay,
I don't think that's
how it
works.
I'm going to have to rule that out then, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, you know, I also probably also have to pay for my ambulance ride to UNC hospitals after eating the 100 ice cream cones. But
yeah.
I could probably, if the weather's like today, I could probably eat 100 ice cream cones. It's getting a little toasty out there.
Oh, man. It's going to be a really fun day on Friday. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
I think I'm going to try that out.
We probably should put some fine print in there, you know, like like one ice cream cone per person or something like that.
Well, so. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to name any names, Victor. about the staff, but we were talking about, you know, gentlemen who work for WCHL who happen to have beards, talking about getting an ice cream, then going in and shaving down to a goatee.
Oh, he would
and then
never
going back
do that.
And then
no.
Shaving down to a mustache, and then off comes one sideburn, and off comes one other sideburn.
That would require him to shave his beard, which
I don't think he would ever do.
No.
Yeah, but for free ice cream?
People who have beards seem real attached to those beards.
I know,
beards.
But here's the thing. You know, both of my sons have beards. That's because I didn't get a vote. But both of my sons have beards, and, you know, it comes back if you shave it off.
Yeah, eventually.
I think you know this every morning. Since you don't have one.
I don't.
I think you know that if you didn't take action to prevent it, you would have
one. I found that out earlier this week. I got lazy and just didn't shave. And Anna Richards on Tuesday was like, you look different. I'm like, yes, it's because I got lazy and didn't
Isn't
shave.
Isn't that a nice way of saying, oh, man.
Well,
is it a money issue? Can I take you to the drugstore and buy you a razor?
That wasn't the way she put it. She's like, are you growing out your beard? I'm like, no, I'm just being
you know, that's
I'm
November, the beard thing.
For some people, every month is November.
Yes, my son Robert, that's you. My son can grow a beard overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got some very active facial hair.
That's
wow.
Not like yogurt or
I don't know what it is. It must be something. I'm sure it's something in his diet that's like.
All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Sure.
Okay, good.
It's not about beards, right?
Everyone get around. It's not about beards. You could answer this question with they could grow a beard.
Okay.
I will say this. So
it's
if you want to make this about beards, it's entirely up to you.
Okay.
Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question. How do animals have fun?
Well, after they're done growing a beard.
Right.
I can only answer this from my direct observation of the animals who live in my house and are in charge. Because as you know, if you have a cat, yes.
Which I do.
You're just staff.
Yes.
So it seems to me.
Our cats love us.
In
spite of all the available evidence.
My cat loves us, you know, almost too much.
Uh-huh.
It's like you just can't. you just can't have a hand free for anything else. It's like, hey, you're not doing anything with that other hand.
Right.
So it does appear to me that the number one fun activity for a cat is going outside and then coming inside and then repeating.
Yes.
That does seem to be an extremely entertaining activity.
Yeah.
Along with being groomed. You know, by someone else,
mm-hmm.
by someone not the cat.
Right.
And bumping into your chin with her head
to
remind you that it's not enough that you are petting her with both hands.
Mm-hmm.
You should also be looking at her adoringly.
The headbutts are a sign of love.
Is that what that
That's
is?
That's what I read on the internet, so it's got to be true.
It's certainly true, then.
Yeah.
And the dog, well, you know. Everything you do with the dog looks at you and says, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Oh, throw the ball. I'll bring it back. It's my favorite thing.
Our cats do, or one of our cats does this. We've gotten to the point where we can play fetch with one of the cats
for bring something
like a
back.
Good 30 to 45 minutes sometimes if he's really into it. Yeah.
That would work with our cat if we threw a dead mouse. She'd bring it back.
Well, we've got these toy mice, which serve
right.
the same purpose, as
yeah.
it turns out.
Don't you
out.
Ask yourself,
yeah.
why am I teaching this cat to bring me some and a non-animated mouse?
Well, we don't let them out, so
oh, well.
there's no threat of them bringing us dead mice. If they do, it means that there's something wrong with the house that we need
yes,
to call
like,
someone about.
Yeah, I found this. You
found
don't want
this,
it,
yeah.
so here.
So here you
You're
go.
Welcome.
I'm bringing it right to you. Yeah,
You're
so...
Welcome.
So the indoor-outdoor thing with cats, that's not even necessarily just like an outdoor cat thing. We had our current cats don't do that, but when I was growing up, we had a cat named Lucy who would do this all the time. Like yeah. I was kind of a recluse when I was growing up.
What?
Partly because I don't know if it had to do with the fact that I was an only child or if that was just a convenient thing for this, but I would I'd go into my room for much of the day with the door
right.
closed.
Right.
But our cat would like walk up to my bedroom door knowing that I was on the other side and meow until I let
oh,
her in.
Yeah.
Close
oh, yeah.
the door. She'd be in there for 15 seconds, and then she'd want out again.
She
repeat
like,
ad infinitum yeah. for the entire afternoon. Yeah.
yeah, that cat was working for your mom. Just go make sure he's okay in there.
Don't
hang
fine.
Around. You don't have to be a thing. Just,
everything was fine.
Just make sure he's okay.
All right.
If you know, it's like you know how mothers do this. You know,
yeah.
it's like, what are you doing in there? And if they don't hear anything, they just say, "Whatever you're doing, stop it." You know. So that's what that
I
was.
I wasn't doing anything bad. I was
I
being.
I know what
I
you were
fine.
Doing. You were reading 2,000 books a week.
Probably.
Yeah.
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 Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.